So tell TransCanada what you need. That's all I ask. All right, we'll be back with Tony Izzo after the 4:30 break here. We'll be right back. Again, don't forget to stick around for the Glenn Beagle Show at 5:30 to 6. We'll be right back.
Attention, Chugach Electric Association members. The IBEW union is backing a slate of candidates to take over the Chugach Electric Board of Directors. The IBEW's candidates are Izzo, Wiggin, and Reiser. Please do not vote for them. The IBEW union should not be on both sides of the bargaining table. They've been there before. The average wage and benefits for a full-time employee at Chugach is now over $128,000 per year per person. That's over one-eighth of $1 million per employee. And it all comes out of Chugach members' monthly bills. Please remember, beware of IBEW candidates Izzo, Wiggin, and Reiser. Chugach members have a choice. Each member should have received a large white envelope with a ballot inside from Chugach by now. Please keep Chugach free from IBEW control by voting for independent, pro-Chugach candidates Uwe Kalenka, Rebecca Logan, and Liz Vasquez. That's Uwe, Rebecca, and Liz for an independent Chugach Board of Directors. Thank you. Proudly paid for by Chugach Consumers, 201 Barrel Number 10, Anchorage.
The Eddie Murphy Show is awaiting your calls right now. So what are you waiting for? Call him right now at 274-KBYR.
Stop voting for these people just because they're on TV all the time.
I'm ready to throw up.
Solve the problem. I refuse to be told I only have two choices.
Or check out the blog at KBYR.com.
What's this?
Talk radio for the rest of us. On Smart Radio, AM 700, KBYR.
4:36 in the afternoon. Moving to the Tony Izzo issue, as you many of you know, there was just a commercial on talking about this Chugach board in the election. Tony Izzo, we pointed out here, did not graduate from the Philadelphia bit. Was that, you know, if you look at, you know, the Daily News, significant evidence. In fact, the registrar at the university saw the transcripts that I provided him and said that this did not come from our university. So the question is where did this transcript come from? Well, there's, you can look on the blog of mine, KBYR. You can go to the Eddie Burke blog. I encourage you to go there. There's always good stuff there. KBYR.com, of course, and go to the Eddie Burke blog, and you can look there, and everything's laid out. There's just little clips from the show and things that on there is of all the investigation work. The ADN and the Anchorage Daily News and other media outlets in town have failed to report on this. I'm not sure why.
They're afraid. Duh.
Maybe they are, you know?
They're afraid of the unions.
Well, they're afraid of the unions. Are they afraid of getting sued? You know, is there something about this that we don't know?
They're afraid to investigate. It's ridiculous. They'll look into Ted Stevens until, you know, they're blue in the face. But when,
well, they should.
When a union guy comes up, you know, they turn their backs.
Well, it's interesting because several years ago with the Linda Garrison case, Linda Garrison was running for the state house, and she lied about her college resume. And, well, it wasn't her college resume, it was actually her running for the House resume and what she had published to the people. Now, Mr. Izzo says he graduated from LaSalle University. Now, well, did he graduate from LaSalle University in Indonesia? I mean, did he graduate from LaSalle University in Louisiana, which has been involved in what we call a diploma mill? And some of these, you know, diplomas that are spun out of these places are illegal to use in many states. Now, Alaska specifically doesn't have a law that precludes these types of diplomas from unaccredited universities, but some states do, and there's it's actually a criminal offense. It's probably a misdemeanor offense for doing this, so it's really unclear. I think the next question is we know that Mr. Tony Izzo made claims that he graduated from the Philadelphia University. We've provided undisputed facts and evidence that that is not true. So I think the case now goes to, well, where did this come from, as I stated? Even maybe more interesting than that is that the reasons why the Anchorage media has not picked up on it, knowing that the Anchorage Daily News and other media outlets in the past have picked up on the Linda Garrison deal when she ran for the state house. So where are they at on this issue? How come I am the only one that's reporting this? Now, talk show hosts, we generally don't try to copy each other's work, what we're doing. You know, we kind of like to have our own issues that we take care of. So I understand some of that. But as far as the general media out there, it really surprises me. During the in the ADN editorial this morning, they call power struggle. Chugach candidates sniping at one another is off the point. Okay, if you're a member of Alaska's biggest electrical utility, you've probably noticed TV advertisements attacking opposing candidates. One ad paints three people as IBEW union shills. Another focuses on allegations that the board chairwoman charged a personal plane ticket on a Chugach Electric account, which says she paid back. Now, they're speaking about Liz Vasquez there, and you know, it's my understanding she did pay that back. And because, you know, anyways, that's a long discussion, but what I've found out, there's nothing wrong there, okay? They're given charge accounts, and if as long as it's pertaining to their business and stuff like that, they can use it. As many of us have in business, we're given charge accounts, and, you know, as long as we pay back whatever was non-business or non-pertinent to the wasn't pertinent to their business, and then it's fine. These are not the big issues facing utility. So why are candidates talking about them? They're taking the easy way out. They're ignoring the challenges that really matter to Chugach customers. Chugach is a cooperative with 65,000 members. Its Anchorage customers are generally south of Tudor Road and east of Boniface Parkway. Chugach also sells power to other electrical companies. The co-op lacks long-term natural gas contracts to fuel its power plants. And it's not clear where future gas supplies will come from or how much more expensive that gas will be. Chugach recently entered into a deal with other Alaska power companies to build a $300 million gas-fired plant near the airport. And it goes on here to kind of criticize that there hasn't been anything moving forward. Chugach has trouble facing these challenges because it hasn't had stable management. The current board fired chief executive in December. 2 years before that, another Chugach CEO was removed. The incumbents in this election have slapped IBEW's stooge label on the challengers. That's a convenient way to rile up members while the utility's union labor bill is small compared with steadily escalated fuel costs. Well, let me ask you something. The average Chugach employee makes $128,000 a year. $128,000 a year. Now, that's pretty good money where I come from, okay? I don't know about you guys, but that's pretty good money. I don't know about what you think. Maybe you think I'm wrong. 274-5297. The challengers have qualifications apart from any support from the electric union, just as the incumbents have qualifications we're not hearing about. I think it's relevant, and I think it's a shame that the Daily News isn't talking about this issue with Tony Rizzo. This goes into character, his truthfulness. Isn't that part of being a board member on top of that with that organization? 274-5297. Give us a holler. We'll be right back.
what are you waiting for? Pick up the phone and call.
Dial 274-KBYR or toll free
1-866-610-KBYR.
Eddie Burke is awaiting your call
on Smart Radio AM 700.
KBYR.
Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time. That digs on me.
Call Eddie Burke right now at 274-KBYR or on the blog at KBYR.com.
I've been listening to the tapes of all your shows. I love what you're doing.
The Eddie Burke Show is on Smart Radio, AM 700, KBYR.
Maybe just a kooky guy who likes to do kooky things.
Get down, girl. Go ahead, get down. Get down.
4:50 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the program. This is the Eddie Burke Show. I am your host, Eddie Burke. Z-Man sitting right over there taking your calls. Got about 10 minutes left in the program. 274-5297. Speaking about Tony Izzo, he's a candidate for the Chugach Electric Board. I think I'm saying that right. Been in town almost 40 years. You figure I'd say the word Chugach. So, who knows? Call me if you don't think I'm saying it right. What is the diploma mill? This is the only thing we can think of, and not unless Tony Izzo wants to call us and straighten this out. We've determined that he did not graduate, as he had said, from the Philadelphia, the actual accredited LaSalle University. And, of course, no other media outlet is reporting this. You're getting this here exclusively. And I don't understand why. I think it's an important issue. People who are not truthful about where they got their diploma, that's what we need to know. If he didn't get his diploma at LaSalle in Philadelphia, the accredited university, then where did he get it? You know, did he get on the internet and pull one up and say, hey, man, I want a Bachelor of Science degree. Can you ship that to me? Another interesting thing, he doesn't come up with a diploma. You know, everybody I've talked to, you know, where's your diploma? Oh, it's on my wall. It's at home, you know, it's on the wall. I mean, it's in my office, on the wall. You know, I don't find too many people have it thrown in a box. I mean, if I would have graduated from college, I'd have that thing up on my wall or something. I mean, I got other things up on my wall, like I was a young business person of the year for the Small Business Administration in 1991. I mean, I got that dude all framed up and matted on my wall. I'm proud of that. So what is a diploma mill? You've heard of me use that. A dictionary definition is an unaccredited school or college that grants relatively worthless diplomas for a fee. Alternatively, a diploma mill might be described as an institution of higher education operating without supervision of a state or professional agency and granting diplomas which are either fraudulent or, because of the lack of proper standards, worthless. And so this is the only place I can figure that Tony Izzo received his diploma. In fact, there was a LaSalle University down in Louisiana, which the owner was ultimately arrested and all, and then there was a change of hands, and it still continued. I believe his wife was involved in that. And at this point in time, this is the only place where we can figure where Mr. Izzo's diploma came from. Wait, we got one minute?
Give or take.
All right. So what is a diploma mill? So basically, it's nothing. A place that puts out phony diplomas. Why is that important? Well, if someone's running for a board and has a $350 million a year budget and employs 350 people, whatever it is, I think it's $350 million, I think that we should be, I mean, that's, you know, half of what the city's budget is, something like that. We'd think we'd want to hire people that if they say they got a diploma, they should have one. So there's all kinds of things here that are going on, and I hope that vote. Just vote. We'll get more into all this tomorrow. We'll keep you posted on things, and stick around for the 5 o'clock news. We have Glenn Beagle, of course, coming up at 5:30, and I'll be back tomorrow at 2. Give me a shout, go to the blog, send me an email, and by the way, hug your kids, tell them you're proud of them. I'm going to go home and eat burritos. Man, I cook an awesome burrito. Z-Man, you got to come over sometime. You would not believe it.
Your dial is frozen to the Eddie Burke Show.
CBS News and Talk for Alaska.
Smart Radio AM 700 KVYR.
Anchorage, Kaparik,
and Prudhoe Bay.
And if they disagree, you'd think that they have all this information.
They do?
Oh, yeah, they have it all.
How do you know that?
All because I know it was sent. In fact, I did it. It's all there. And if you go on my blog, we have clips of the show, discussions with Izzo. We have all of the items, all the evidence that we got back from the university. This diploma did not come from the Philadelphia LaSalle. So the question is that people need to ask, is where did this diploma come from?
Oh, you haven't seen the diploma?
Oh, yeah. No, it's not actually a diploma. He never produced a diploma. He produced a transcript.
From where?
From LaSalle University. Now, he has verbally made it clear, or I think he's actually written that on his application for a candidate, that it was from Philadelphia. So we, as you may know, we've, for 3 days, we did an investigation on it, and it come out to unequivocally, no, he did not graduate from that school. I mean, even the registrar, I have an email from her after sending her the transcript. She says this transcript did not come from our school.
So any branch of that school.
No, they don't. In fact, it's just so totally off. So the question is where did it come from? Well, the only known source that it could have come from was this place in Louisiana where the owner was sent to jail, prosecuted for these types of crimes, and, you know, it's just referred to as the diploma mill, a diploma mill.
Well, there's lots of diploma mills out there.
Well, sure. And so, but this one used the name LaSalle. And so that's the only reason why we think that it came from there. But, you know, we shouldn't have to ask this question. I mean, Tony Izzo ought to tell us where it came from.
Have you asked him?
We ask every day on this show. Every day. I can't think of a better way to ask somebody than with...
Well, unless he's not listening.
Well, he listened one day, and he gave us a call. And you know, I mean, it's no secret that we're talking about it. So I called Mark Wiggin to his friend, and who's also a candidate for the Chugach board. They are running the two of them and
a team. Yeah, three of them.
Three of them are running as a team, and they've decided not to respond. So, you know, trust me, Mr. Izzo knows the shot. He understands. He knows what we're listening. He's had other people call in his defense, actually two other people call in his defending him that are actually working on the campaign. I think it was Joelle or Joanne, or she used some name during the broadcast. So, and I asked her specifically if she's working within the campaign, and she said yes. And so, you know, the door is always open. They're welcome to come on anytime and explain where this diploma came from.
Well, I find it interesting that the other broadcast people in the paper don't pick up on it. That's just really strange.
Well, they have it, you know. So, yeah. You know, maybe he's convinced them that he's got it. Maybe he's going to make a fool out of me.
Well, that's not hard to do.
No, it's not. No, you're right. You know me well.
I've known you for a long time.
So, you know, maybe he's going to do, aha, I got you. I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll wait and see. But I know this, beyond any doubt, he did not receive a diploma. According to the university, he did not receive a diploma from Philadelphia.
or any
and you know what? You know what, Bobby? Look at this. Where's your diploma at?
Mine?
Yeah.
Washington State University.
I know, but where's it at? Where's the actual...
The wall in my office.
The wall in your office, exactly. Now, if I was on the radio, and you got a call from somebody else told you I was on the radio saying that Bob Bell was running for whatever, he was being appointed to the fish board, the hunting board, or whatever you do, and you claimed that you had a degree, and I thought that you didn't, I mean, you've been in politics a while, what would you do?
Make a copy of it and send it to you.
Exactly. And he doesn't know where his diploma's at, so he sent me a transcript. And then if I found out that I'm telling people that the transcript's not real, what would you do then?
Well, I don't know. I've never done that. So.
Because you've always... 'cause if I called your university and asked them if your diploma was real or whatever you sent me was real, what is the likelihood they'd tell me it wasn't real?
Well, they'd tell you it was real, but not to tell anybody.
I mean, that's what I don't understand. You know, you have your diploma up on your wall. Mr. Izzo can't produce me a diploma. All the thing he can produce me is his transcript thing.
And LaSalle says it's not theirs.
And, well, the university in Philadelphia, LaSalle, says it's not there. Now, you know.
But is there another branch of LaSalle University that he may have graduated from?
The only one I know of, the only one that we can find, is that it was a diploma mill in LaSalle University. And Mr. Izzo has never come or called or whatever. So we have
interest.
All right. So that's it. So
hey, hang in there.
All right, we'll try.
Keep after him.
Okay, let's go to Mike Lasky on line two.
Tired of negative campaigns? Want to hear something positive? Well, there's very good news at Chugach Electric these days. Your independent Chugach Board of Directors with Ube Kalinka, Rebecca Logan, and Liz Vasquez has accomplished miracles in just one short year. They replaced the ineffective CEO and established new openness and transparency. They appointed a blue ribbon panel to take a close look at Chugach operations. They found potential cost savings of over $86 million through more efficient power generation. They found additional cost savings of over $98 million by consolidating duplicate operations with Anchorage Municipal Light and Power. And they found potential cost savings in the hundreds of millions by joining with other utilities in a unified power plan for the rail belt. So thank you, Uwe, Rebecca, and Liz. We appreciate your hard work to save us money. When you vote your Chugach ballot, please re-elect our hardworking, independent pro-Chugach board members, Uwe Kalinka, Rebecca Logan, and Liz Vasquez. That's Uwe, Rebecca, and Liz. Paid for by ChugachConsumers.org.